This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, you know, it's me. It's Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah, yeah.
It's some of the ghosts from Pac-Man. And it's Denver.
Which one?
The Last Dinosaur.
Okay.
Inky and Blinky. Okay. And we're in my backyard and we're making mud pies. It's a Saturday. It just rained last week and we're making mud pies. And Blinky, or no, it was Inky, says, hey, when do we get to eat these?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Blinky, or it was Inky. Yeah. I go, they're not for eating. They're for you play restaurant. You sell them to your parents, you know? Like, it's not.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and Diamond Dallas Page started snickering at them, and Denver, the Lost Dinosaur. And I was like, well, let's not make fun, you know? Like, they're here to learn. You know, that's why I wanted Inky and Blinky to come start playing at my place.
To learn.
To sort of learn, like, this is what you do with mud pies.
To
you
learn
play
game,
restaurant, you sell them with your
learn
parents.
Imagination.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because they're so limited. They live in that maze with all the power pellets.
Yeah, there are no games in there.
Well, and maybe if they learned a little bit how to play a different game rather than try to kill Pac-Man.
Right.
You know, maybe that game would be more fun for everyone.
Parents have to buy the mud pies.
Oh, yeah. And they got to use real money.
It's a mandatory restaurant. It's not one where you can choose whether or not you go and eat the food. You have to buy it. And they have to use real money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a great scheme from my perspective.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. It's Andrew Sky. Kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet line back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up?
So, look, so much changing. I've been noticing this.
Boo 2016.
The stuff is happening in the country. Trump is being the president.
Trump's doing president. Everybody knows that.
This, we just want to assure everyone. People are wondering, does the show be different?
What's so much is changing? Yeah. What's stable? You know. Well, here's something you can rely on. Your old pal Sean and Hayes.
Yes, we are continuing to do the same show. We will continue to speak truth to power the way we always have.
We're always going to stand up for what we believe in, just like we have in the past. And we don't really care if some of the establishment don't like it. We're not friends with those guys.
Yes, and one thing that you will never see me becoming is scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're famously not scared.
And as you just heard, we hang out with ghosts. So.
Yeah. So that's pretty brave. So we're still brave, guys. We're still going to do it. We're still going to keep making the show, you know, until they shut us down and drag us out to the jail. And that's our promise to you.
And to be part of that is to bring in some guests that a lot of people would be really scared to have, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm very comfortable being around scary people. And who we have in here is Beth Newell and Sarah Papading.
That's right.
Papading.
Sarah Papading. And Sarah Papading and Beth Newell Post are here to do the show just like any other week. And these gals are doing a magazine or online and doing a book, and it's all out there for reading, right?
Yes, you guys wrote a radical book. Can you discuss that, please?
Yeah, I mean, we put words for girls.
Yeah, we made a book
so
called
good.
Words for Girls.
so great. Yeah.
Getting a great response from the girls.
So
like,
nice.
Finally, something for
girls
us.
Are into
so
it. Huh?
Yeah. Choice. Mm-hmm. Yes, yep. Exactly.
They I love that.
Books.
I love that.
I'm so very behind that.
Because I have my boy books, which I enjoy.
Truth of the matter is, yeah.
Yeah. Those books are just called Words. Just like words.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really get those words. Yeah. But we have like a simpler version for us.
Yeah.
You have special words that you guys get to use.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's just great. Like your own words and your little secrets. And yeah. It's fine. Like, you know, have that.
If you say you were like excited about something, you might be like, yes, I like that. And we would be like, yes.
Right.
Like that's how we would react to it.
One of my favorite.
Oh, I think I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of your favorite.
Oh, I was going to say like one of my favorite words we use in the book is just like,
Yeah.
I've heard this. I have heard that. I've experienced that firsthand.
My cat does it sometimes as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. I love cats.
We're a lot like cats.
We're very similar, like just a hint of DNA away from being a cat.
Women are sort of the cats of the animal kingdom, don't you think?
I've never heard that one. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And dogs are boys. Dogs are boys and cats are girls.
Yeah. It's all woman book team. Is it a lot of cat fights going on in the office?
Well, we try to keep them down to a minimum. We kind of just like...
I mean, a lot of our writers do kind of like scratch up the pages.
Scratch the pages. You
know, wow. Especially if we leave the room for a while.
Yeah, we just got these little colored rubber nubs for their nails so that they can just cool it and, you know, keep working.
Mm. Cute. I mean, it's kind of like a gel manicure, but it's like to protect the furniture and stuff.
Fun and stylish.
Right.
And practical.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that checks a lot of boxes. That's so good.
Now, because we are being fighters, we do want to talk about the news.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we want to say is you are women today mm-hmm. and every day.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And what do we think about Trump and this whole the nasty woman
and
business.
Nasty woman, insane nasty woman. He said that
he has said
allegedly,
and people are saying that he has said other things too that are bad,
not great.
Yeah, we've also heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a real bummer in the office. You know, but you know, I think like you guys were really just finding the resolve to like fight, you know, this bad thing.
Hey, can you hang on for 1 second? I'm sorry about that.
What's going on?
I just have to read this real quick because I had actually heard this might happen. Okay.
One thing we should. Yeah. Okay. What's going on?
Yeah. Okay. So one of the great things about the reason we can sort of speak out about this is because Trump is such a like big comedy fan. He's very supportive of comedy.
He's done SNL.
He did Jimmy Fallon and, mm-hmm. you know, he just enjoys comedy and he loves to laugh. So what we have arranged for him is he does have a live feed of the show so he can listen to it and be the first one laughing.
Yeah, because as a comedy fan, why would we not want to expose him to some of our comedy? And so, yeah, he wants the raw, unfiltered good stuff that we're given with the ha-has, right?
Yeah. And Obama had this as well, so it would actually be very rude for us to not do it.
We just transferred the feed.
A different president. There is a note here.
Yeah.
Just a question. The kind of questions that we're asking.
Uh-huh.
Then I have another. Oh, yeah, I just got another. You'll say the same thing. We just have to do a little change. So I'm going to rephrase sort of the way we sort of asked the question. What do you think is so nice about Melania?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a big shift there.
It's just about niceness. It's about healing.
It's not that big a shift. We were talking about Trump. We were talking about women. Is there anything more Trump and women than Melania Trump, who's a woman?
Yes.
Yeah. We really, you know, have been working to kind of like fight this kind of mainstream feminism that like supports people like Melania and Ivanka that are really just, you know, they say that they're for women, but are they really for women or are they just supporting this bad guy who's now our president?
Right. Okay.
Okay.
We just have one note here, which is that sounds like body shaming, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to be doing body shaming because,
bully
like, talking
her.
About them, how you don't like them. I think the worry is that you're bullying them because they have such good bodies.
No one would argue they have bodies, right?
No. These are, I'm sorry, these
and
are
what
notes?
Bodies?
Are you getting these?
These are sort of a collaborative. These are collaborative notes. And that's the process. The process behind the show is very collaborative.
There's no better way to speak truth to power than to be communicating really directly with the power.
Yes.
And so, power is going to talk back sometimes.
Power, yeah. Why is it like, why are we mansplaining to power when we can actually have a real dialogue
yeah,
now?
And that's helpful. And so, yeah, when you speak truth to power, sometimes power is going to speak back to you and go like, hey, let's see if the truth, maybe there's a different angle at it that's not quite so going to get everybody in trouble.
So yes. this is Earwolf? Yeah. This is the higher ups. Here.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Earwolf and Scripps are involved and have given full permission to wire the studio and all that. But
Scott Ankerman CC'd on all of these, and yes. As well as Jeff Ulrich for some reason.
Yes,
you might want to tell them like as a cost cutting thing, like they don't need to wire the studio because we're talking right into microphones.
It is here. A separate microphone, it's as you can see,
whole different mic. Because yeah, I think they're worried about us turning the mic.
Yeah.
Off, and then they can't hear what's being said.
Yeah. And so the big unturn-offable mic is sort of the one that has the direct connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Scott and Jeff are definitely involved in this. They had been saying for many weeks before the election that they knew what was going to happen, and they actually predicted the exact electoral vote.
Well, Jeff was telling me that he traded the Cubs win for the president for like the Oval Office.
Yeah.
You know, like he was like, if they can get this. And obviously he went to a bunch of games. He's like, I really don't want to go to a loss in game 7. Is there anything I can give you guys?
Yes.
Seems so, like a fair trade.
Yeah. So thank you. So what this is about is being nice and healing. And also one another note is to discuss bikinis a little bit more.
Yeah. So what's your guys?
It's a two-piece bikini.
You know, is there anything in your book about like two-piece bikinis or bikini pics?
I mean, the book is really a lot more about feminism than it is about bikinis. But
that's what we're talking about.
I mean, if women want to wear a bikini and celebrate their body, you know, mm-hmm. women of all sizes can wear a two-piece bikini or a one-piece, you know, whatever yeah. makes you yeah, feel good like as a woman.
Size 0, size 2, yeah. who cares, yeah. right?
Or even like 12 or 14.
Sorry, hang on. I'm getting a lot of, okay, hang on. Just keep going. Okay, the first one, no one-piece bikini discussion, or no one-piece bathing suit.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Those are not today, but that will be retroactively against the law soon, apparently.
We don't really want to be on the wrong side of that.
Is this a California proposition about bikinis? Because we're from out of town.
Yeah.
The new system, apparently what I'm hearing is that we are going to be having these one-day propositions very soon where a law is mentioned and then passed on the same morning, essentially. And coming up, I think, like next Tuesday morning. So by the time this podcast airs, the anti-one-piece bathing suit law will be on the books.
Also,
so we don't want to be discussing it. Even what I'm saying right now about how we can't discuss it, we are going to have to cut.
Please don't get Hayes in trouble. And I would say, like, in terms of going, like, we're in California, we're not in California, I don't think a lot of those words are going to mean what we think they mean right now pretty soon.
Yeah.
Just going, I'm from New York, I'm from California. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, you're from Trumpistan or you're from Trumpsylvania.
We don't want this podcast to be dated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're going to sound like idiots.
It feels like you guys have a lot more like insider info than we do at our office, yeah. I guess.
Well, we watch the news.
Because we weren't involved in the Cubs trade or...
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know the Cubs won the World Series? I mean, I guess that's insider info.
Yeah.
Look, guys, we're just trying to protect you. So, we'd love to hear more about the book, but the book as it pertains to either bikinis or those tip and strip nudie pens where when you go to sign something, you turn the pen upside down and the women's clothing disappears.
Oh, wow. I've actually never seen one of those. That sounds like a kind of an inefficient writing tool.
There's lighters like that too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And those are just pens now. Yeah. By the time this podcast comes out, what you are describing is a specific kind of pen.
The
is
tip
just,
and strip nudie pen?
Yeah.
That's just a pen.
Do you think those pens are distracting to use like for someone who has a porn addiction and they keep looking at porn online while they're trying to work? Do you think that pen, if they were to use it, would prevent them from doing their work?
Okay.
Because they would be too horny to work?
Yeah. Like they would keep looking back at the pen.
This is an interesting question, and actually one of the emails came in did suggest we talk about this.
Yeah.
Is it possible to be too horny.
Yeah. Is it okay to be so horny at work that you can't get any work done?
Yeah.
And if so, what's a good outlet for that? And is that covered in the book or are there any reductress articles about this?
We actually do have a chapter about office supplies.
Great. Wow. Okay, great.
And you definitely want to get a magic wand. What's it called?
The vibrator. Yeah.
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 It's called a magic wand.
Yeah.
There's a few different types, but especially whether you're working in an office with other people or working from home, getting off is pretty important to both men and women.
Okay. Yeah. And we're just getting an email now that says that women don't get off, I guess.
Right. Right.
So if we could just say that for the record.
I mean, in my experience, there's pleasure sometimes through sexual stimulation.
We can agree to disagree there, I think.
If you could just rephrase that somehow.
Wow.
Just mellow that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
just because it's pretty outrageous what you're saying.
Okay. I guess I'd just say sometimes even as a woman stimulating my genitals through contact with a man or a device or myself, I sometimes enjoy.
Okay. Can we try that one
more
time?
You to talk about Barron Trump in your answer?
Yeah.
I guess I think that this conversation might be inappropriate for Barron Trump. I guess I don't, the sexualization of children.
Right. It's too soon.
Sort of inappropriate to me.
Mm-hmm. Of your own children?
I mean, anyone's children, I think,
Yeah, as a mother with two kids, Beth has a lot to say about that. As a non-mother, I don't have much to say about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, for instance, my daughter is 6 months old, and I would hope that she wasn't sexualized in any way.
Okay.
Getting another email?
Yes, this says you're the one who's bringing her up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I think the thinking is if you don't want to talk about sex about your daughter, he's saying don't do it so much.
Who is he? Is this Scott Aukerman?
They are the emails are not signed. There's just kind of a GIF signature of looks like a frog with a boner.
Is that Pepe the Frog? Is it?
No, this is the crazy frog.
I think it might be Senor Frog or some incarnation of him. Just changing tacks to something I've been thinking about, and maybe get away from all these, hot button issues, is just, isn't it nice to put people on a bus and bring them back to their own country?
I mean, if they want to go back to their own country, I like to go home sometimes.
I guess for me, it would depend on, are they getting to say what their country is?
Well, just the way that sort of their behavior has been so far, they do seem to enjoy the bus. Just from my experience, when I look in from the car, it's mostly, there's a certain type of bus.
Yeah.
Guy.
When I'm in my nice big car, which is up so high that I can actually see in the windows of the bus, some of these guys are already on one.
Wow. I mean, then
it is interesting. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that they are going where they want to go without being coerced,
right.
Or anything.
But
like
how
that.
Can you ever know when the stuff they're saying is so inscrutable?
Mm-hmm. It's hard to have this discussion because it's not really specific who they are.
Right.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Dude, yes.
That's a great
you.
Point.
You're bringing it up. Sometimes you can't even tell which ones.
Again, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, maybe you could clarify.
Well, just as Beth was saying a minute ago, you might not even know who they are.
It seems like this conversation's taken a turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to wrap my head around.
Yeah, okay, actually. But we should go back to some of the stuff that we were talking about.
Sorry. That's just something that was rolling around in my brain, not based on anything that was a prescribed talking point, but more so just something I thought of that I thought was good. And you're listening to Hollywood Handbook on Earwolf, brought to you by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich.
What do you think about some of these new regulations that are coming out to protect Like rights for the horniest among us, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the hornies have been sort of persecuted for a long time, and now the right for to be horny at work, to be
horny at the grocery store. Are you
talking about like sex positivity,
like reproductive rights for women,
No, we're not talking about that.
No.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yeah. I could see how that could be confusing. No, it's more horny.
And this email also says that there she goes again, talking about kids and being horny.
I don't think I was talking about kids
No.
Okay.
Okay, that says that you were.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the email says you were. So, no, the horniness we're talking about is more regular horniness, at the grocery store or some of these guys who maybe have been called dorks or losers but actually are just cool and horny.
So you mean regular as opposed to like the sexual pleasure I was describing earlier as a woman?
Okay. You're just like begging for an email, you know what I mean?
And we are going to give you
like
a chance.
It feels like you
we are
going
to give you a chance to rephrase that again just to like really, you know, just
okay.
Let's throw a little water on this.
I'll move away from the pleasure aspect and just say, as a woman, I have certain female desires, I guess.
Like sexual desires.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other desires we could focus on instead?
Yeah. I mean, the desire for, like, respect and
understanding.
Agency.
Hayes put, like, a governor on his inbox so that it does have a capacity. And so I just worry, like, maybe in your answers,
I don't want to be paying for more space.
Yeah, he has to, like, buy a bigger inbox if he wants, you know, with the number of
emails
coming
in. Does Earwolf make you guys pay for your own, like, email accounts here?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a company store situation.
Yeah, we got – it's like – we have to pay for our own email, but then also like part of the show, if the show has any profits, that also pays for like everyone's emails. Like it's a really weird system.
But it's fair, you know, it's like toilet – like
well,
they're
we wouldn't
buying
be able to get
stuff.
Email.
We shouldn't be able to just like get this stuff for free. So it's like toilet paper, basic just like eggs and cheese and things.
Yeah, if you want
to the toilet
have
paper
water,
is by the square and the squares are like really small.
Small, but they're thin, so you can sort of fold them up easily.
Yeah. What's the company store situation at Reductress?
Yeah.
It's like a tampon exchange sort of
thing. Oh, wow.
Oh, great. Oh,
like,
great.
Like give a tampon, leave a tampon.
Yeah,
take
everything's kind of give and take, and, you know, we got some snacks and
okay,
like
sorry.
Other, like.
I just got an email saying that it's only maxi pads allowed. I don't know why that is a thing. I don't know. I guess like.
Should I go take mine out right
now? No, like, please.
We can do that if that makes you feel uncomfortable.
No, it's not me. Or it is. No, I'm getting an email now that it is me. So it's me. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I just want to clarify in case it grosses you out. I'm not on my period. It's just like the sexual desire thing just like creates a lot of fluids down
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, I guess. I guess there's no fluids. And actually what's down there, even though this email says, even though I totally know what it is.
This email says, did Kevin just come in?
Oh, no. So he heard that, too.
Oh, no, but no, that's good. I think he likes Kevin.
Oh.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Here we go. Are we reading emails?
Yeah, we're reading a few
we're
emails.
We're getting some emails. So, Kevin, you know what to do.
Sure. Hello. First, sorry for entering the room. Second, it has come off as creepy or abrasive when I take photos without asking. So Sean and Hayes would prefer that I ask the guest if I can take their photos. So, drum roll, please. Can I please take your photos? I promise they'll look great.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you may. Sure.
Oh, nice.
And Kevin, I just got an email. If you could go make a sort of homemade label for my hat. I guess my hat's not allowed to say Newport Beach, the Wedge anymore. It has to say Make America Gravy Again. I guess it's Thanksgiving. Like, it's like, and it's like Stouffer's stuffing. Like, it's like a, yeah, it's for Thanksgiving, and it's like, it's sponsored, I guess. I don't get the money, but your wolf gets the money if I wear a Make America Gravy Again hat, and then that some of that money goes towards our email account.
Okay.
That seems festive.
Can I say I'm surprised, given the other Earwolf policies, that you have affirmative consent on the photos. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I hope you hold on to that one.
What do you mean, given our other policies?
It just seems like a lot has changed over the course of just this conversation in here.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we are getting an email about this. Kevin does have to ask to take photos, but then once you say yes, and he can take photos of anything forever.
Yeah, in perpetuity. Okay. Yeah, and there is a second entrance to the women's bathroom that is like the Kevin door.
Sorry.
Oh, that's weird, because the bathroom door had like a lock on it, and I thought that was like to protect women.
No,
from
that's
that hallway.
To keep them inside.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, Kevin's going to take a couple pics.
I guess I won't be.
I think I do need that Make America Gravy Again label, though.
Is your hat label machine working?
Yeah, do you have that?
It's working, yep.
Okay.
Do you guys have any other safe spaces in the office where I could take out this tampon later?
Because I've got to go soon.
There's like a there's like a plank that goes outside the window.
Yeah.
That is probably a good place to.
It's a tough
somebody
place to
might have hung a very specific flag from that plank earlier this morning. As the
sort
new
of.
The new Earwolf flag, but it has some symbols that you remember from other flags. And so, you know, just try not to get tangled up in it when you're shimmying out there.
It sort of feels like being the only woman on a ship in like the 1800s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but like a woman who has done something that requires a punishment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. It's not that. It's actually a good thing. It's only a punishment if you look at it that way, right?
Yeah, and it is like a ship in the good, like we sing songs and stuff, like old sea shanties and things like that. So it's actually mostly very fun.
Is anybody else cold in here?
I mean, yeah.
So cold, I wish the globe would warm up already. You know what I mean?
Oh, I was going to say.
Can we get that going?
I mean, it's really hot outside
today.
So it made
a lot of sense
to
turn on the AC.
It's supposed to be hotter. It's cold. Yeah. It should be hotter this time of year.
Yeah, it says it is supposed to be hotter right now.
It's November and it's 95, and I just got a couple emails saying that normally in November it should be like at least 110.
I mean, I heard California and LA is still under a drought, right? So.
No. The drought is out is something we say now.
And what I have are the lyrics to that song, California Dreaming, about how all the leaves are brown and the skies are gray and it's cold. And actually we should be in California where it's hot all the time. And now it's hot everywhere as well. So you're welcome.
You have the lyrics, but that wasn't exactly what
they seem to be copy and pasted from MetroLyrics.com with some changes because the font is different in some parts.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's in the book?
Yeah, how's the book?
So in our book, we talk a lot about work, being a woman in the workplace and, what it's like to date as a feminist and, in this crazy world where we're just.
Okay, I do have that is actually not in the book anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the book here? Like, here, check the book.
Okay.
That's weird.
See, it is gone.
Wow. That part's gone, but I have some new pages here for you that I think you're really going to like that are going to add to the book, and it is just sort of an instruction on how to kiss President-elect Donald Trump.
Oh, I mean, this I didn't really okay that, but...
No, I mean, I'm confused because our book was published by HarperCollins and this says Earwolf Media on it.
Yeah.
I don't...
Sure, yeah. Well, it's all the same, you know? One company's as good as another.
Corporate structure is very complicated.
It's true,
This was part of the Cubs trade for the election? Or
yeah, so we didn't consent to
Earwolf that. Is expanding. We are, we're mm-hmm. really excited to be a part of this company, which is getting very, very big.
Yeah, it's growing, and when something's on the grow, there's always speed bumps along the way, and there's a learning curve. And what we're learning right now is how to make books better. And just if you guys want to just
go
look at these pages and go through some of the tips on how to kiss
or rules,
President-elect Donald Trump.
Tips is, it says rules.
Oh, sorry.
We like to, you know,
it says don't start on the mouth.
Okay, well, oh, wow, interesting. So that seems to be a common mistake people make is they start on the mouth.
I mean, I don't – I always thought I knew how to kiss. I just don't really see why this
– And isn't this a great book?
And what a helpful thing for your book because even the authors thought they knew how to kiss.
Our book was already great. I don't really
– Yeah, I mean, that was sort of like an area we didn't even want to go down. Right. It's like how to kiss because it's sort of like what we're fighting against.
Right. Go down is actually rule three, so you're skipping one.
Oh.
Okay.
So more and more. So
it just feels like it's not even a discussion of kissing.
Yeah, it just says more kissing rules. So just read some more of the kissing rules. Enjoying hearing the kissing
rules. These are some of the most graphic photos of Donald Trump I've ever seen.
Yeah, kissing. Like, wow.
Well, graphic novels are popular now. You know, there was that Preacher show and everything.
Watchmen.
Watchmen.
I guess I'm not sure who the audience for this book is.
Is this for women? Is this for like young feminists looking to make their place in the world?
Well, everyone does have it now. So it is all very inclusive in that your book is now in everybody's house.
Yeah.
Just like,
and isn't that helpful?
Yeah.
Well, that's something. I mean...
I mean, I guess if we're going to see a profit of that, that is something.
Yeah, I mean, we use the money.
And you guys have Mouth Time Show, correct?
Yeah, yes. We have a podcast. Yeah,
the name of that can stay the same.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's name
like
is
one thing off the to-do list.
Yeah, a lot of things are
wow,
not
you
called
read,
that.
You've redesigned the graphic for that
that's
as well.
Weird. That's a much more graphic mouth than I'd
just
ever
just a better
imagined.
Mouth, you know? Not everybody gets something right the first time. Melania is so funny.
Yes. As we're talking about women in comedy, can we talk about how funny Melania is, finally?
And it's not even her job, but she's almost funnier than a lot.
Dry wit.
Yeah. I'm really not familiar with what you're referring to because I've never really heard her make a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess.
It's almost like she's not making a joke.
That's how
she's
dry.
She's so
it is.
Deadpan. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's funny in the sense of, like, you know, she says her husband supports women and loves women, and you know, I don't really see him doing that.
Yeah, not really. I mean, she's very pretty. That's the one thing I've kind of gotten.
So we're getting an email.
Yeah, it says good joke, very funny, great joke.
Yeah.
So good that we are being supportive of.
Yeah,
that
so
was very funny.
I guess. Yeah, he's interpreting this as your sort of Melania style humor, where you, in a deadpan way, said that he doesn't support women.
Have we clarified who he is? Who.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, all I have is the email signature, which is a GIF of either Senior Frog or the Crazy Frog with what seems to be a boner.
We haven't even quite nailed down what the frog is yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I think it
close.
Is the Crazy Frog who normally wears a pilot's cap, but he is wearing a sombrero in this in this case.
So it's Senior Crazy Frog.
So it's sort of about healing this country a little bit. And taking Senior Frog and the Crazy Frog and saying, hey, what if these are kind of the
same
frog?
These two frogs are on opposite sides of a divide, but let's unify them.
But what it really looks like is maybe the Crazy Frog just took Senior Frog's hat.
I guess it begs the question, is that cultural appropriation to just steal people's frog culture from them?
Right. Mm-hmm. But what if those people were not around anymore to be mad about it?
I'm not sure who are those people that you're talking
That's what I wonder.
No, that's been a big part of the
And that's
the
a question
issue.
For Beth, who brought it up.
Yeah, who was originally one to know, who are those guys?
Yeah. I mean, if anything, like, I'm really glad, like, with this discussion we're having that, you know, we can move forward and, like, try to work together as people, like, all different kinds of people, you know, our African-American people and Latin-American
people. It
says
people, do plugs.
It says to do plugs. You got to plug something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it says that we're not going to move forward also. I mean, just that's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know what it's going to look like, but we wrote a book called How to Win at Feminism.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Available wherever books are sold or apparently in your home now.
Yeah.
Right. You
That's
can just crack it open.
It's in your house. And
it's in your house, and it likes they like the winning part.
Yeah, that was kind of like part of the joke. Like, you know, everybody went, there's no, feminism isn't about competition. So that was kind of like the joke of the title.
Okay.
I guess that part's not a joke anymore.
The plugs.
Funny?
The plugs that we want, like, yeah. Apparently, it's like bath plugs.
Okay.
And it's like when you're going to take a bath.
Okay, so you have to, all right, so.
I'm sorry. Is this for Kevin or
yeah?
Kevin doesn't dislike it, but he doesn't have the power to actually institute this. But I'm sure he's thrilled at the direction of it. So
I'd really like. I'd rather not disclose the location of my next bath, given what
they already know the location.
I believe the location is known. It's a time thing because they don't want to be just like sitting around waiting for this bath.
I guess there's only a certain number of monitors.
It's a waste to have the monitor just on all day. If we could just say when we're going to be taking
that
a bath.
That would explain our Airbnb situation because there was some really detailed directions about like how to get into the Wi-Fi and we had to like take our shirt off.
Yeah. And why the bath is connected to the Wi-Fi, I'm sure it was very confusing until,
until we had to turn the knob on the bath. The hot and cold.
Right, to activate the router, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a nice bed break. So I'll just start, and I'll just say when my next bath is, and it's, you know, we can all be comfortable with this. So
and this is
today,
us speaking the truth. So many people are I refuse to disclose when I take a bath. But
yeah, no,
you know,
people want to hide
it's
it.
It's about being honest and about like fighting back against the secret bath people.
Yeah, I'm Julian Assange basically just being like, here's the information. Like I'm Snowden, you know, like here's information. Like I'm taking a bath. So it's currently Thursday, November 10th. So I will be taking a bath on November 9th.
Huh. I mean, I really have a lot of reservations about disclosing this given the discussion, but I guess, like, I am feeling really dirty right now, and I think, like, tonight I'm probably going to have a bath around, like, 9 p.m.
I'm probably going to follow soon after, since we're staying in the same Airbnb.
Okay, so.
Okay, it says that it is going to be at the same time.
Huh.
And it also says 9's no good for me. So is there like another time you could do the bath? Just like.
I mean, we can see what we can do. Does the 9th work for you, Beth?
I think I'm free on the 9th. Like,
great.
After 7.
Okay, cool.
Okay, it says don't say the 9th. So, all right, I guess because I'm doing the 9th, people already.
Right.
Oh, too many baths.
Too many baths.
There is a drought. We should.
Do you have an intern who could coordinate this for us? Just like.
Yeah, Engineer Sam, do you want to take the reins?
Yes. What am I doing?
Scheduling the bath times for everybody here.
A bath time coordinator.
And please have your throat cleared before you get on the microphone.
Do you have a preferred, is Microsoft Excel fine?
Yeah, if you could just get an Excel spreadsheet going.
Okay, because then I think we could just email it in or, you know, have one of our people contact you with the availability.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I really have a lot of reservations about this, but
About scheduling the bath time?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to promote the book, so I'd rather just move forward at this point, but I want to be vocal.
Like, yeah, we're just like maybe a little uncomfortable with people knowing when we bath.
Okay.
I mean, we bath a lot.
Okay, that's dope.
It says read the bath section of the book.
Okay, so yeah, if you guys just want to open up your book to chapter bath.
We write a lot about
bathing.
Yeah. Okay, it says be ready and bathed.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, how did you guys get a picture of me in a tub like that?
Well, again, you know, this wasn't necessarily... We didn't get the picture, we're, of course, given these books, which are really good books, the best books, and everyone's going to love this book.
So read the book that you already have and keep listening to our show, which is...
Uncompromised and
the same as
daring
it's always
and rebellious.
Been. And we refuse to change.
We'll bend but never break, and not even bend, actually. Stay straight.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.